About what?
You just broke out of the only prison in Russia that people actively try to break into.
They do?
The Dream Academy, they call it. That's where one particular batch of Volkov's people took you after Mama fed you too much roofie.
What?
Rohypnol. Date rape stuff. Could have killed you, but that's our Mama. You had a paradoxical reaction, though. Supposed to make you anybody's kitten, but it looked like you'd gone medieval on her.
Did I? Were you there?
No, I was just checking in when the ambulance and the police arrived. You know that scene in old movies when the cowboy's dying of thirst in the desert and the cavalry arrives and they say, "Drink this, but not too much"?
She stares at him.
He unclips a plastic canteen from his belt and passes it to her. She takes a mouthful, swishes it around, spits it out, then drinks.
"Mama was still trying to lobby for control of the situation, looking to me," he says, "but with a bloody nose and one eye swollen shut, it was hard for her to be convincing."
"You knew it was her?"
"No, wouldn't have known it was you either if I hadn't heard Pollard or something like it about 5 times. Actually, I'd seen a couple of pictures on Google, but you weren't exactly looking your best on that gurney there. Seemed to me that the lady with the nosebleed, though, she was pushing so hard that she was on the verge of getting arrested. I think she was arguing they should just take you up to your room and she'd stay with you. Then 3 guys in black leather coats showed up and everyone but Mama went instantly deferential. You just sort of evaporated with your little gurney, no more muss, and Mama went with the coats, looking none too happy about it. Me, I was feeling left out. I checked my email, one from you with Stella's address. I emailed her, told her I was your friend and what I'd just seen. 30 minutes later, I was in a BMW with a blue flasher and a fresh set of black coats, running reds and doing downtown Moscow in the wrong lane. Next thing I knew, I was up in one of the 7 sisters with Volkov.
Sisters?
Little old commie gothic skyscrapers with wedding cake frills. Very high-end real estate. You're Mr. Big End.
Big End?
And Stella, plus a bunch of Volkovites and this Chinese hacker from Oklahoma.
Boone?
The guy who's been hacking your Hotmail for Big End.
She remembers the room in Hongo, Boone cabling his laptop to hers.
"Excuse me," he said then, "but that dust you've been rolling in has way too much titanium in it. You've probably already exceeded your MDR on that stuff. Why don't you let me get the medic over here to help you get to the helicopter?"
He takes the canteen, drinks, caps it, puts it back on his belt.